In my family's front yard, beneath a spreading maple tree, there's a sign that reads, "Thank you, essential workers." When we made that sign last year, I painted a monarch butterfly above the words. Monarchs fly thousands of miles. Their strength and endurance remind me of the people who were on the front lines during the pandemic. On the sign, my brother Bud drew an earthworm. "They're essential workers for the earth because they make soil," Bud explained. He's 10. I don't like touching worms the way he does, but after a year of gardening with our grandmother Yvonne, I get why they're important. When Mom and Dad saw what Bud and I had done, they put pictures on the sign too. Mom drew a heart because she's a pediatric cardiologist, a doctor who fixes children's hearts. Dad drew a nail since he builds houses, except Dad's nail looked like a pencil.
"It's a nail," Dad insisted. "I build houses, and you can't put up a house without nails."
"How about a sandcastle?" Bud piped up.
"Or an igloo," I chimed in.
"Or a gingerbread house?" teased Mom.
Dad grinned.
"You got me. Those would save money on nails for sure."
Things are getting back to normal now. Tomorrow is the first day of school, and I'll be starting 7th grade. 6th grade, last year, was my first year in middle school. But it didn't feel like it, since most of the year was virtual learning. It was hard to make friends. How can you get to know people when all you have to go on are tiny pictures of their heads crowded together on a computer screen? This year will be different. I can't wait to see my best friend, Ashlyn. We FaceTimed a lot during the pandemic, but it wasn't the same as hanging out in real life. Ashlyn has been in Maine with her dad all summer, so tomorrow's the day we'll finally be together again. There are two other people I still haven't seen in person. Grandma and Grandpa Peters. They live here in D.C., same as my family, but when the pandemic hit, they stopped having visitors. Grandpa Peters has health issues, so it was too dangerous for him to be exposed to other people's germs. Not seeing them all this time has been really hard. Okay, I've seen them on video calls, but it's not the same. For one thing, they never adjusted their monitor the right way, so we often saw their kitchen ceiling instead of them. Last year, Grandma Peter sent me a silver heart-shaped necklace and a note in calligraphy.